This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1039, How to Be Funny When You're at a Loss for Words. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you ever have a moment when you can't articulate what you want to say? Maybe your brain is working faster than your tongue? Today, find out how to take the situation and make it funny with self-deprecating humor in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great. I went to a Red Sox game this past weekend. That was super fun.
Oh, nice. Did they win?
They lost so bad. They lost like 7-0.
Ooh, oh no. Yeah. I mean, do you think that made it like less fun? Did it bother you?
Not at all. I didn't care. I didn't care because I'm not a baseball fan. I just love the experience of being at a baseball game. Oh, I feel like over the last couple of years, I've actually come to appreciate like typical American sports more than I ever did. Yeah. I used to kind of overlook them like, oh, it's so like boring and typical. But now I actually enjoy like going to sporting events. It's funny. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball is such an experience too. Like it's like so quintessential American.
My God. Yeah. You get your hot dog, you get your beer, you sit in your seat, you have the national anthem. It's just like there are so many traditions that you can take part in. We heard so many Boston accents.
I bet.
Yeah. Which we don't hear over here in Cambridge all that much.
Yeah. So did you get a hot dog?
Actually, I decided I was going to this time. I went for a sausage and peppers type sandwich. So it's like basically like hot pepper, not hot peppers, just peppers, like green peppers, red peppers, and onions with a sausage in a bun. So that was actually, is actually better. It's like a bit more of a meal than a hot dog.
Yeah. That sounds a little bit more substantial.
Yeah, it was yummy. It was yummy.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had fun. So, Lindsay, we have a really good listener question today about kind of like, it's a topic that we've gone over a little bit before, but I would say it's with a twist.
Okay, what are we talking about then today? What is the topic about?
The topic is about if you kind of like, if we'll talk about it in a second, but like losing what you were going to say.
Oh my gosh.
And how to not make it awkward, right? But let's read the listener question and you'll see how it's like a little bit, how we're going to play with it today. It's a fun one.
Okay, I'm excited. All right, here we go. So, hey, Lindsay and Michelle, nice to talk to you, meaning like electronically talk to you. All right, thank you for the brilliant work you have sharing every day, which makes my mornings brighter and warmer. That's so nice. Okay, cool. Aww, I live in London. Yeah. And I hear your podcast daily on my commute to work. I'm Brazilian and I lived the past 3 years in Orlando, Florida before I moved here a couple months ago. I need to say that there are a lot of differences between the two countries for sure. It's not just the weather and the accent.
I'm writing because there's a kind of embarrassing situation that I feel like my eyes are getting old. I can hardly read this. Oh my gosh.
It is small. I should have made that bigger. Yeah.
That's okay. So I'm writing because there's a frequent situation that frequently happens to me at work and maybe to other students as well. Many times when I start a conversation or even when I'm explaining a simple idea to someone in my office, I suddenly lose the words and I get stuck, trying unsuccessfully to find the best words to describe the idea. Then I go mute for some seconds. I take a deep breath and I try to start the sentence again, stammering. Okay. Because I get nervous, which makes me finish speaking even before conveying the whole message. I guess the problem is that the person often looks at me and frowns, which makes me feel even worse. And then I lose my line of thinking completely. Is it normal? Okay. I was wondering if you guys have a suggestion to approach the situation by making it funny. Oh, I love this. Or at least lighter. Rather than embarrassing, what kind of expressions could a native speaker use, such as an icebreaker, to avoid getting nervous when there are blackouts that happen? Thanks so much, girls. And this is from Lorena Moro. Okay, awesome.
Okay, I love this question. Thank you, Lorena. Thank you for this question. So yeah, I mean, guys, we've done episodes about kind of what to do when you have this awkward situation, when you can't remember what you were going to say. So for example, go ahead on over to episode 408, which talks about what you were... how to fill the space, like if your mind goes blank, right?
Yes.
And then what other episode did we do, Lindsay?
Well, episode 964 is how to get back on track in your English conversation. So we've done a few background episodes on this already. So this will build your knowledge, guys, in this area. If you are listening inside the app, remember now there's a search bar. So go get the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses and type those numbers into the search bar. Cool.
Okay, great. So, I mean, what I thought about what was interesting about this question was that she's asking how to make it lighthearted, right? So I like that she's not taking herself too seriously.
I know. I think it sounds like Lorena is probably a creative person. My guess is that she's quite creative because I love that she thought about how can I just make a joke out of it? Just make it fun. You know what I mean?
Right. Without getting like too bogged down and like, oh no, they're frowning. Oh no. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's okay to kind of, I mean, people like when you make a joke, it breaks the ice, like she said. And I think that it can even build the connection, right?
Exactly, Michelle. And everyone has these moments. I feel like I'm having more and more of them these days, right? Where I kind of forget my train of thought or I go to the fridge and forget what I was going there for.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That kind of thing. So like you said, Michelle, it's a moment of connection because the native speakers around you, Lorena, will also understand, right? They will share that moment with you, be able to laugh with you. So cool.
Definitely. Yeah. So let's go through some things you could say. And not all of these, I would say, at work. Some of them you might be able to, but we'll talk about that. So especially the first one. Okay. This one's a really funny one, Lindsay. What is it?
Yeah. So brain fart. A brain fart. Okay.
Have you heard this, Lindsay?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Yeah, I've heard it so many times. This is so common. I mean, everyone says this. Yeah, you might not say it in front of your boss or in a big meeting, but we say it. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It just basically means your brain
like missed a step. I don't know. Your brain messed up.
Yeah. There was a mess up in your brain and you didn't say the right thing. So, yeah. But this is funny. I think like this is definitely lighthearted.
Yeah, especially with the right intonation.
Yeah. So like, for example, you could say, so as I was saying before my brain fart,
right.
Or what else could you say, Lindsay?
I think the more common way is to say it this way. You lose your train of thought and then you say, oh, sorry, brain fart.
Exactly. Right? And that's it. And then you just keep going.
Yeah, that's the most common way, guys. And again, this is not, it's not like that. This is not a curse word. Of course, this word is kind of like, you know, it's pointing to bodily function. So it's not the best word to use in, you know, normal everyday company. But when it's in the context of this expression, it's okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's very, very common. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So another thing you could say is, sorry, my brain was working faster than my tongue, right?
Yeah.
So this idea that like your brain is just like, your brain knows what to say, but your tongue is somehow behind, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like
that. So how could you say that, Lindsay?
So, okay, here we go. So I think, sorry, my brain is working faster than my tongue, right? So the ideas are coming, but I can't articulate them because they're coming so fast.
Exactly, exactly. So I like that one. All right, what's the next one, Lindsay? I think this one's pretty common.
Yeah, just saying, sorry, I'm a bit tongue-tied, or I got tongue-tied there.
So, right. Yeah, so a lot of things with the tongue.
Yeah, the tongue, because the tongue is how you articulate things. It's how we speak, right? So how would that look, Michelle, in a sentence?
So you might say something like, so that's why, sorry, I'm a bit tongue-tied. Something like that.
Yeah, I would tend to use this more, like I said, in the past tense, like just for the moment before. Sorry, I just got a little tongue-tied. Let me try that again.
Okay, yeah, you could definitely do that too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then this one, I just thought it could be something like, this one is very big with intonation and stress. So I'm going to say it. So apparently I'm at a loss for words. Okay. This is not like a typical phrase like brain fart, but it's just something that I was thinking, what's something that I might say in this situation?
Yeah, so you're kind of making fun of yourself a little bit here, right?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Just something that I might naturally jump to say, right?
Okay.
It's not necessarily, I mean, at a loss for words is a real, you know, chunk, right?
But that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what could you say with this?
Okay, so it's unreasonable to think that this work can't, apparently I'm at a loss for words, right? I'm trying to think of what comes next in my statement there, and I lose it. Like I can't come up with the word. I can't come up with the phrase.
Right. Okay, good. So, and then we have just two more. One, the last one, just real quick. But before we get to that, I could say, sorry, I can't get this thought out for some reason. Okay.
Yeah. So do we have a role play with this one?
Yeah. So I could say something like, well, my thoughts coincide with the thinking of this company. Wait, sorry. I can't get this thought out for some reason. Right? You got to say it. You got to say it with feeling, like you're being lighthearted about it rather than too serious. Because if you just say like, sorry, I can't get this thought out for some reason, right? It's going to sound like you're taking it way too seriously. So guys, this is a lot about how you say it.
Yeah, and you guys could choose just a few of these and take the simple ones and start with them, then work your way up. I mean, the next one I like too, just very simple, just saying blah, right? Blah.
Blah or ah, right? So what could you say, Lindsay?
Yeah, you could just say, oh, blah, sorry. Like it's, you know, where you get tongue twisted, right? And then you just make some kind of weird verbal expression that indicates that you are stuck.
And that's lighthearted too, and I think people do that all very, very frequently.
Yeah, it's so much easier to recognize this than it is to recreate it ourselves here today, right? It's hard to kind of recreate it because it's so natural, guys, but you should really just be listening. The way to take this episode is recognize these phrases and then start listening for them when natives speak to each other. Or on TV, for example. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you think somebody might say blah at work?
Yeah, for sure. I think
it works. It shows that you're human, right?
Yeah. I mean, corporations are still just human, like made up of human beings, people. So yeah, of course. I think so.
I think so too. I mean, I think of course it's good to try and avoid it if you can say something a little bit more eloquent. But I think that this is kind of, everybody's been there, you know?
Yeah.
People share this experience.
Exactly. I think your question about work is relevant because no, I wouldn't say it in a presentation, right? No. I would say, oh, excuse me, let me say that again, right?
Right.
I wouldn't be, but in a just everyday conversation with colleagues, sure, I could say blah, right?
Yeah, blah, blah, right? So guys, so these phrases are more lighthearted and silly, right? And that's what our listener wanted to know about. So in this moment, it's kind of good to use this self-deprecating humor, I think.
Yeah.
But one thing that I wanted to say is that I think there's nothing wrong with taking a deep breath and being comfortable with the silence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because it happens. And people will wait and they'll forget about it. They're not going to all day be like, oh my gosh, remember when that person forgot what she was going to say? Right?
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. I think you're right. It's okay. I think this is something that we should all be striving for, to take more space, take more time.
Yes. Yes.
And like you said, get comfortable with silence. We are so fast at our culture here. We are so, we can't handle even a moment of silence. And to take more space shows confidence.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because there's nothing wrong with that happening. We've all been there. And yeah, it shows like you're comfortable with this situation. Even though you forgot what you were going to say, you're still comfortable. And that's fine. And you're comfortable because you're confident, right? And yeah. The other thing is, I think it's a bigger deal to you in your head, even if they're frowning. I mean, people just make faces for no reason.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah. They're not necessarily thinking about it. But you know, you can show you're confident while you search for the words, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think often I assume someone is frowning, but they may not be. That might just be like a resting face, you know, unfortunately.
Right.
Everyone has their resting face and some of them are more pleasant than others.
Right. So it might. Yeah,
we imagine a lot more than is usually there, I think.
Oh, for sure. And guys, you know, like I said, remember to have a little bit of fun with this, with your voice, or else it's going to sound too serious. And these are about like kind of being more lighthearted.
Yeah, that's why going out and looking for this, like recognizing it is the way to kind of bring it into your repertoire, guys. Yeah, love it. So, for Michelle, sure. Do we have a role play? Should we do a little role play for our listeners?
Let's do it. Guys, we can't do all of the phrases in this, but this is one scenario where we could use it.
Okay.
So, all right. So I'm giving a little presentation here. Okay. So anyway, maybe not a presentation. Anyway, okay, here we go. So anyway, the third quarter was the most valuable because apparently I'm at a loss for words.
That's okay. So the third quarter?
Sorry, my brain was working faster than my tongue. As I was saying, okay.
This reminds me of the importance of meditation. We just all need to meditate, right? Just like breathe. And like you said, not just in the moment, but also in our daily practice, just as a way to just get more space in our minds. And just that sense of calm, I think, can help so much to avoid these situations. But
Right. Exactly. So here I said, apparently I'm at a loss for words. And I just want to say, if I said something like, let's say I'm always a talkative person, this could be even funnier. Because if I say it and I stress, apparently I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
Like if everybody knows that I'm usually very talkative, you might get a laugh there.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle, you have a history in stand-up comedy here. So that's a really good point. I mean, you probably have an eye for this, or how to kind of make fun of yourself a little bit, right? Self-deprecating humor, like you mentioned.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So you could do something like that. And then finally I said, sorry, my brain was working faster than my tongue. And then I closed it with, as I was saying, in that funny way to get back into it.
Yeah. Just playing around with tone of voice a bit here, guys. That's the way to do it. Love it.
Okay, Lindsay, so what's the takeaway for today?
Well, guys, the takeaway is I love how our listener here asked the question, Lorena, on how to be creative, how to kind of make a joke out of it instead of just taking yourself so serious, right? Mm-hmm. Make a joke. I love that idea. And, you know, we've given you guys some phrases that you can try. And like I said before, listen for these out in the world and then start to implement one or two of them. You don't have to use them all today, but try. This will take you to that next level of fluency and connection if you do it. Right. Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, I love it. So thank you so much to our listener. That was a great question and good luck. Let us know how it goes.
I know. Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hey, As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.